Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Wow, 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 wow. I have a major announcement. I'm going to tease it, though. Hey, this is my podcast. I'm the creator of the show. Therefore, I get to tease you along as long as I want to. Hey, let's just dive into it. I got a rant type of podcast today. Not really a rant. It's going to help you out as well if you listen and take action. Here's the huge announcement. The huge announcement is the Every Day is Saturday body that I've been working on. Those of you that follow the show, I mean, good Lord, how long have I been talking about this? For the last, well, couple of years. I started January 4th of 2015, and it has been a lifestyle change. I mean, it has absolutely, not just physically, I mean mentally as well. You've heard all the smoothie recipes and the gym stuff and all that. Let me tell you, it's very simple to do. And my personal trainer, the Thomas Tadlock, fired me. You don't know that story. There's a lot of drama that goes into that. Told me to pretty much get lost because I was a big pain in the ass, and I'm going to share that. We're going to do a lot of live streams. Make sure that you are a fan of the Everyday Saturday Facebook page. Tom and I are going to be getting on there as recently as tomorrow night, Saturday, January 27th. There's today the 27th. What is today? Everyday Saturday. I can't even keep up. Tomorrow's the 28th. Today's the 27th. And we're going to start live streaming on the page. We're going to launch the Everyday Saturday body. He's agreed to take me back because I literally said, I want you back. I'm struggling, man. The struggle is real. I feel good. I feel fit. Now, I've been back at the gym, 100% transparency. I'm back at the gym. This is going on my third week now, lifting, running, all that good stuff, eating better. This is day 33 of the veganism been going on. My last bite of meat was 5:40 p.m. December 25th, Christmas. Shoved about 8 pounds of pumpkin pie in at the last minute. It's like I drove the car off the cliff. It's like, okay, I know I'm going vegan. I'm working out again, so let's just shove everything into my mouth at one time. And that was it. And just went cold turkey. Feel real good. Don't know why I'm not losing weight. That's the question I got for Tom, though. It might be because I'm building a lot of muscle. I don't know. I'm getting way off the reservation with this. Point being, get ready. Get freaking ready. The Every Day is Saturday body is about to launch. Wait till you see this program. It ain't hyperbole. It's just not. I mean, it's amazing. Why? Because in its simplistic form, it's something you're going to be able to crush it. I don't care if you're 25 or 65 years old. I don't care if you weigh 90 pounds or 900 pounds. It is going to work, and it's going to change your life just like it changed mine. So if you're fired up about the Everyday Saturday body, just hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you listen to the show. Hey, by the way, if you're one of these gravy trainers that gets all this great content and doesn't leave a 5-star review on iTunes, come on, man. Get yourself over to iTunes and leave the 5-star rating for your humble motivator. Okay? So I just wanted to do that huge announcement. I tried to tease it, made it about 3 seconds, and couldn't do it. So there you go. Plus, I respect you guys too much anyway. You're a little more savvy than that. You ever listen to a podcast where you got to listen to like 18 minutes of the show, and then you get the whatever they wanted to tell you about to force you to listen? That ain't my style. Okay, one other thing. New edition, the movie, Bittersweet. It ended last night, day 3 of 3. It was a biopic, lab miniseries, went 3 nights. I DVR'd the last night, haven't seen it yet. No spoiler alerts, please. It was like taking a trip down memory lane, man, singing right along. It was great. And I got some of you trapped. Some of you podcast listeners hit me up on Twitter. You're like, dude, you made me watch this thing just because you were talking about it. I know. It was awesome. People on Facebook or you know, like, I didn't want to watch this, but you've been talking so much about it. If you don't know, New Edition's my favorite group of all time. And so that's it. And I see them in concert at least once, sometimes twice every summer. Pretty much the groupie, the only white guy in a crowd of 10,000 people. Beautiful, dancing around, got no moves. But then again, those are the best moves. Because you know who stands out more at a New Edition concert? The 48-year-old white guy that can't dance. Yeah, baby! If it isn't love, why do I feel this way? Let's get into the show, all right? A little bit of a rant mode, not much. I want to love you up a little bit. But listen, holy cow. I've talked to a lot of people, coaching clients, people inside the Everyday Saturday Academy, just entrepreneurs in general over the past 30 to 45 days. Like, what's up, man? Why is the project not going? The podcast, why is that not up and running? The videos, why don't you got those going? The website, the coaching, consulting. Well, I am, Sam. I got to get, and just fill in the blank. You don't got to get anything. You know what you got to get? You got to get going. That's what you got to get. You don't got to get anything. You got to get going. That's awesome when you hiccup into the middle of a really important point. I hope I don't start getting the hiccups. Anywho, listen to me. The imperfect plan always trumps the perfect. There isn't even, first of all, can we all agree on this? The absurdity of the perfect plan. Do you know how many times I've launched products? I mean, every time. Every single time I've launched a product, I didn't have all the answers. Didn't even want them. I just had the passion. Passion trumps answers. You got passion, people buy passion. You know, they don't even expect you. I know, I get it. If you're having a big product launch, I'm not talking about that. You know, well, Sam, I mean, you gotta have the landing page integrated with the autoresponder and the upsells, downsells, cross sells, and then you gotta have the funnel all. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about getting your ass moving. I'm not talking about a $1 million funnel. Good Lord, by that time you'll be outsourcing the whole thing and it will be great. I'm talking about just getting moving. Just get going. Holy cow. What are you doing? Why are you waiting? You know, the lighting's not good on the video, so I didn't think I would want to put it on YouTube. Why? Because your grandma's going to watch it? You've got no viewers on YouTube. What are you worried about? Put about 100 of those things out there, and by the time you get to 25, everything will be great. Holy cow, repetition decreases resistance. You get that point, right? Repetition decreases resistance. The more you do it, the less resistance you're going to have to actually doing it. Oh, by the way, yes, that works with exercise. Oh, by the way, yes, that works with smoothies. I just downed a pound of spinach in a minute drinking it. Loved it. You know how long it takes most people to eat a pound of spinach, if they even eat spinach ever? A week. Did it in 4 minutes, man. Just put it in the Vitamix, blended it with 25% almond milk, 75% water, frozen mango chunks, just in case you don't like the way the old spinach tastes in the blender. And it made about, I don't know, 40 ounces or so. I drank it in about 4 minutes. Like I said, done. That's it. Done for the day. Pound of spinach in the old EDIS body. I didn't wait for anything to be perfect. I didn't... Hey, honey, can you measure this almond milk? I got to make sure it's exactly 20. Hell, it might have been 10%, might have been 30. Don't know, don't care. Got it going. Rocking it out, feeling amazing. Now, is everything always going to be perfect? No, even when you try to get it to be perfect, it's not going to be perfect. But holy moly, it's a real head scratcher for me, folks. Not quite sure I understand this whole I got to have that. You don't have a website? Who cares if you don't have a website? Do you even have anybody that's looking for your website to not even be worried about having a website? Get on the phone and call people and sell them your coaching and consulting. Oh, but I need I don't really have a business plan. Business plan? Are you out of your mind? What are you worried about a business plan? And why is my voice so high right now? I think I get excited in the opposite direction when I hear statements like that. Is a business plan good for business? Yes. Have I ever had a business plan? No. Am I Mr. Know-It-All perfect? No. I'm just telling you that why not just get something going and then you can have your... What do you have a business plan? You don't even have a business. Oh, you know, I haven't been down to the local agency to register my LLC. Should I do an LLC, a C-Corp, an S-Corp, an S-Corp, a that Corp? You're going to be a corpse. By the time you get this damn thing launched, go after it. Just get going, man. Just get one client. Adjust as you go. Build one page at a time. Get one audio at a time, one video at a time. Just tell people you're in business. Does anybody even know you're in business? Does anybody even know that they can pay you for your service? Does anybody know that they can pay you to coach them? Have you posted it on Facebook? Well, I've been looking at different fan pages out there, and I'm trying to decide, am I a community or an organization? That's been real sticking in my craw. I'm not quite sure. Am I a community labeled as such on Facebook, or am I an organization? I'm going to have to really think about that. Come on now. You know better than that. What if this was one of your kids coming to you? Like, Mom, listen, I don't know if I should wear this blouse or this one to school today. I'm feeling a little bit like spring's here, but yet the temperature doesn't say so. And I can't remember. What's the rule about wearing white again, Mom? What is that again before? Hey, get your butt out the door and get to school, okay? Don't worry about what you're wearing, okay? Don't worry about how the present's wrapped. Just get the gift out the door. See how I did that? I called you a gift, isn't it? I love you, honey. Bye-bye. So get going. You know you would give one of your kids the same advice. So why are you not taking it yourself? Get moving! That's the message for today, my friends. And let me tell you something. One more plug on the old Everyday Saturday Body. I want to see you inside. We're going to have a blown-up Facebook community. And, it's going to be raw and unfiltered. The content's going to be amazing. Me and Tadlock are going to be in there live streaming every day to hold you accountable, sharing great recipes, our smoothies, quick and simple exercise methods to get you in the greatest shape of your life and feeling good again with amazing energy. All of that, I want to see you inside of that community. You're going to be a charter member. You're going to be in on the ground floor, and you're going to be rocking it. 2017 is you. It's all about you. This is your year. It's the year you crush it financially, spiritually, emotionally, relationships, and not the least of which is your physical and mental health. Are you with me? I'm fired up, man. Sam Crowley, fifth member of New Edition. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.